Okay, Proverbs 28. You know how you read certain scriptures, certain verses in the Word of God, and you just it makes you kind of say, wow. And there's different kind of wows it makes you wow, but this is just like a sobering, serious wow. A cautious wow. Like, it's that serious. Verse 9 in Proverbs 28. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be, what's the word? Abomination. Wow. That's what I'm saying. And I'm thinking, this is obviously something very serious in the eyes of God. For these words to be recorded down and to use even a word like abomination, like it is an abomination, it's an absolute abhorrence, it's disgusting. A prayer is? I'm thinking that's something to definitely take heed to. Well, what is it that the Lord wants us to consider in verse 9? And this is what I hope to encourage us this evening. We can see the Lord doing a wonderful work in our midst, and it's because we've been careful to be sensitive to His Spirit. We've been careful to obey His Word and all that He's revealed before us. And it's that obedience that imparts that blessing and that liberty in our midst. Whereas this verse 9, what we're about to see is that rebellion disgusts God. It's disgusting to God. Turneth away. He that turneth away his ears. So the idea is to turn aside from and to continue to turn aside from. ETH there is there for a reason. It's a continual thing. So someone that is continually turning away his ear from the law, this is the one, from hearing the law, sorry, hearing the law, the Lord is saying, that one, when he prays to me, his prayer is an abomination to me. The one that either hears the word of God, and we know that the word law here is used synonymously throughout the scriptures, meaning, yes, specifically the Torah or the Pentateuch, but it's also broader than that. It's elsewhere in the Proverbs mentioned in exhortation that do not forsake the law of thy mother. And there's other applications to it, and you see even throughout the Psalms, and you see law in its application is an instruction, it's a directive, it's a command, it's a truth, it's the Word of God. And this person here, who is constantly turning away, avoiding, turning his ear from hearing the law, the idea of hearing the law is to hear with the intention to obey. Hearing with the intention to understand. And this person here, whether having heard, still turns his ear away, doesn't want to know about it, or doesn't want to hear it altogether. This one, the Lord says, when this one prays, his prayer is an abomination to me. Serious, sobering words. Very vivid, very serious. The simple exhortation is this. If we, especially even just tonight, are going to be seeking God in prayer, supplications, intercession, we ought to be careful to examine our hearts that have we been careful that we have obeyed that which we have heard, or am I actually in a position where I don't want to hear it? Or I have heard it, but I don't care. I don't want to walk therein. I want to turn away. You're not saying these things, but is that what's taken place? Because if that's what's taken place, God will not hear. God will not hear. At the very least, God will not hear. But above that, he says, it's disgusting when you pray. Why? Why is a heart like this disgusting to God? Well, this is the idea. You see, even making mention concerning the law in the same chapter there in verse 4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. So in other words, it's one or the other. You're on one side or the other. You're either on the side of truth and righteousness and honesty and purity, or you're on the other side of that. And if you are on the side of truth, righteousness, purity, and honesty, then you are contending with any form or even anyone, not contentiously, but just fighting against anything that's contrary to that. Forsaking the law. Why have some forsaken the law? Because verse 9, they don't even want to hear it. They don't want to hear the word of God. And so if you're not going to hear the word of God, then verse 7, you won't keep the word of God. You won't keep the law, and then surely in verse 4, you will forsake it. You won't walk therein. And so this is what verse 9 is bringing out. A willful rebellion against God's words, against God's directives, against truth. God hates it. It's an abomination. And you being in that state, or with that attitude of heart, or with that manner of life, when you come and pray, God is disgusted with that. Because why? Because He doesn't want you to pray? No. There's an issue. There's a problem that needs to get dealt with. Everything is not okay with God. There's an issue. The idea is when you hear the instruction, rule, counsel, word of God, truth, that is pointing you to turn in the way that God wants you to obey, after having heard, choosing to instead turn away and disobey, then God's word says when a person like this prays, when they intercede, when they make supplication, again, it is disgusting. It's an abhorrence to the law. Turning away your ear from hearing the law is a manifestation of a willfully rebellious spirit. That's the heart behind it. That's why when you come to God to pray in a spirit like that, it's an abomination to Him. Elsewhere in scriptures, there's many, many scriptures. Elsewhere in scripture, what does it like in rebellion to? As the sin of what? Witchcraft. It's that disgusting. It's rebellion from the very beginning that you and I were in the mess that we're in. It's rebellion from the beginning that put Jesus Christ, our Savior, on the cross. It's all because of rebellion from the very beginning. And if you got rebellion in your heart, well, in what way? From turning your ear away from hearing the truth, from hearing the word of God, the law of God, then don't come and pray like everything's okay, because that kind of prayer is an abomination to the Lord. Rebellious spirit. This is the day and age in which we live. That's why even Timothy was exhorted in 2 Timothy chapter 4. If you want to turn there, you can. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, Paul exhorted Timothy to preach the word and be instant in season, out of season, to reprove, to rebuke, to exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They can't put up with it anymore. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Things that aren't true, things that are made up, things that are presented as a way or a concept or something acceptable, but it's not. It's fake. It's false. And people purposely want to turn to these things, these fables. Elsewhere it says even cunningly devised fables. Cunningly devised fables, lies, saying it's the truth when it's not. Saying it's okay when it's not okay. This is the day that Paul was warning Timothy of. I'd say we're probably in that day now, aren't we? Seeing this fruit in this day and age. But how sad to see it in Bible-believing circles. How sad to see it at times even before our very eyes. When the sound doctrine is preached, you can see certain ones, they don't. It's like, they just can't put up with it anymore. And surely they don't last. Cunningly devised, turning away from the truth to follow fables, to follow lies, making up things and walking therein, deeming things acceptable to God when they're not, far from it. That one, when he comes to pray before the Lord, God will not accept that prayer. Zechariah, this in the Old Testament, again, you see in Zechariah chapter 7, in verses 4 to 7, you see the Lord rebuking his people for their sin. And verses 9 to 10, God gives clear instruction that he wants them to follow. I would even say that he's clearly laid out their repentance and what he wants to turn, what he wants them to turn from. But look in verse 11 in Zechariah chapter 7, it says there, but they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law. They don't want to hear it. And the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Verse 13, therefore it has come to pass that as he cried, Zechariah cried out, preaching the truth, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. Why would the Lord hearken to the words of your prayer, yet you would not give ear to the words of his law? You don't want to know the words of God. You're not giving ear. As a matter of fact, you're turning your ear away from his law, from hearing the law, from hearing the truth, from hearing the word of God, at times from hearing what you don't want to hear. Then be sure when you come and pray with a rebellious spirit like that, God will turn his ear away from you and he will not hearken. He will not hearken to that prayer. His eyes are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. Yes, God has his ears open unto prayers, but not the prayer of the rebellious spirit, not the prayer of the one with the rebellious heart. In Jeremiah, many things in Jeremiah, we know, many of us here, if not all of us, know the account of Jeremiah and the ministry that he had, preaching to a people that just would not hearken, constantly would not hearken. And then in Jeremiah chapter 8, where the Lord was reasoning with them, or Jeremiah as the prophet of God was reasoning with them that the Lord, as the potter, molds the clay. And so the Lord in the same fashion does the same. And so he's exhorting these people. And don't you think God has control? In other words, the ability and even the authority to do as he wills. And he's warning them. And he's instructing them in the way. And in verse 18, chapter 18, verse 12, he says, and they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. I wonder if they actually knew what they were saying. I actually wonder if they knew what they were saying. And in verse 18, then they said, they come. And let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word of the prophet. Come and let us smite him, how? With the tongue. And let us not give heed to any of his words. You know what they're saying? The Lord's not going to perish from the priest. Hey, we've got our leaders. We've got the word of God. We've even got our wise men. We have prophets too. We don't need Jeremiah. Not realizing, not thinking, not acknowledging that, hang on a minute, Jeremiah is the prophet of God and Jeremiah is speaking forth the word of God. But what they failed to realize, for what reason? Because they don't want to hearken. They turned away their ear from hearing the Lord or the word of the Lord, and they would not acknowledge Jeremiah to be a prophet of God, so they wanted to do away with him. Why? Because he was speaking truths. Let me say, God was speaking truths through Jeremiah that was exposing their heart for where they really are. God was exposing the heart of his people for where they really stood with him and how he really viewed everything they were doing and how he felt about it all and what they ought to be doing, but they did not want to hear it. Hey, we've got our Bible, some would say. We've got our favorite preachers. We got our counselors that we go to, the same ones we go to every time. Let's do away with Jeremiah. So how did they want to get rid of him? With their tongue. Devising things speaking against the man of God. Why? Because what he's saying is almost piercing straight into their heart, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Turning away their ear from hearing the law. A rebellious spirit that doesn't want to know the truth. Doesn't want to know. Doesn't want to seek after the truth or God's ways. But rather turns his ear away from hearing such a thing. Even in chapter 9 in verse 13. And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart. Hey, even after Balaam, which their fathers taught them, and the chapter continues to go on about the judgment that came upon these people, or will come upon these people. Following after the imagination of their own heart. Following after your heart, we know what the proverb says. Choosing to follow after that, instead of following after the word of God or the law or the truth, turning your ear away from hearing the law, but you want to turn your ear towards your evil heart and follow the imaginations thereof. This is what the people were doing, walking after the imaginations of their own heart. These things God saw straight through. God will not hearken, the Bible says, if we regard iniquity in our heart. There is an issue that God wants to deal with that's there. It's a rebellious spirit that God wants to deal with that's there. But some people just don't want to deal with it. In Isaiah chapter 1, it goes on listing what the people of Judah were doing. They were continuing with what God wanted them to do, making their sacrifices, observing the feasts, burning incense, and so on and so forth, doing everything God wanted them to do, but there was an issue, there was a problem. All these things God was listing is saying, I'm sick of it, I'm done with it, I abhor it. It's an abomination, even this incense that you're burning unto me. Why? Because verse 15, this is the consequence too, when you're going to continue just with going with the motions of it all. Yeah, we know what the word of God says, and so you're going to outwardly do what's right when inwardly you're rebellious, you have a rebellious spirit. And this is what's going to take place in verse 15. This is what took place. This is what the Lord told them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Verse 16, wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil from your doings from before mine eyes. God can see it. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead the widow. What's God saying? Yeah, okay, you're doing all these things that I've told you to do, but I'm sick of it. I'm full up with it. You've missed the point. To begin with, there's an issue and we have to make it right. Come, wash, make you clean. Further down, come and let us reason together. Matthew Henry said, the most costly devotions of wicked people without thorough reformation of the heart and life cannot be acceptable to God. He not only did not accept them, but he abhorred them. Doing the right thing, of course God is it. Fasting, praying, elsewhere in the scriptures, the Lord rebukes them for you fasted and you prayed, but was it unto me? Doing all the right things, so surely God will accept this. But he doesn't. Why? Because he can see that you are turning your ear away from hearing the law. You don't want to know what God really wants to say about the matter. You don't want to take God's word for what it is and address the hard issue, but rather you choose to turn away your ear from hearing it. And so when you come before God to pray, it's disgusting to the Lord. Why? You're going on with God as if he can't see your heart and as if there is no problem, and you're just going on and praying like everything's okay, forgetting that God knows everything. Forgetting that God is the one that can look into your heart. He knows all things. You can't hide from him. He knows what you're thinking even right now. He knows what's taking place in your heart even as I'm speaking. That's the God we serve. Do we forget that? And so these people, a people that turn away their ear from hearing the law. That's a rebellious spirit, and God does not approve of it, and neither will He approve of that prayer. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. In essence, do you know what this is? This proverb here, speaking of a rebellious spirit that turns away his ear from hearing the law, doesn't have the intention to obey, doesn't want to hear it to begin with at times. The principle is this: to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know the truth. You know what's right. You know when you're doing something or not doing something that you should or shouldn't be doing. You know these things. And so the fact that you're turning your ear away from hearing what God really has to say about the matter shows you don't want to know about it. You have a rebellious spirit. And to you, it is sin. To God, it is sin. Before the Lord, it is sin. In Proverbs chapter 1, wisdom, verse 20, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. You didn't care. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Verse 28, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices, like those in Psalm 78 when God was dealing with his people. I think it was with Ephraim, and he was chastising them. And in dealing with them, look at in Psalm 78, or you can just listen in verse 34, when he slew them, then they sought him. And they returned and inquired early after God. Straight away they went back to God, and they remembered that God was their rock and the high God their redeemer. So they know, they remembered all these things about God. But verse 36, nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with him. Neither were they steadfast in his covenant, saying the right thing the right way with the wrong heart. A rebellious spirit, praising the Lord but hiding hatred with lying lips. That's that rebellious spirit, flattering God. God does not approve of it. And so what does God want for such an one as this? To seek the Lord while he may be found. Saved or unsaved, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In the same chapter that we've been looking at, in Proverbs chapter 28, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Everything is not okay if there's sin there. If there's sin buried and lying within the camp, you will not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. And if there's one sitting in here, and if ever we end up in a position like this, then may we say with the psalmist in Psalm 32 verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my heart. God, his ear is open unto the righteous. He'll hear your prayer. And if you are hiding, if you are turning your ear from hearing the law, from hearing the truth, from hearing the counsel you know you need to hear, but making it as if everything's okay, that prayer, disgusting to the Lord. God help us to have always clean hands and a pure heart, that we would not harbor a rebellious spirit that would ever turn our ear away from hearing the truth and turning unto lies. God forbid. God forbid. Amen.